Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly. Hello everyone, and today's topic or title, it is actually something to reflect on and observe in your own life, to live a life of more awareness, given in the form of a question: can something bad be good? And can something good be bad sometimes? And actually it can, depending, of course, on our perspective and whether we're looking at it from a broad perspective and with some deeper wisdom. Now, looking at my own life, difficult, in between brackets, difficult situations or complicated situations or sometimes even conflicting personalities, relationships, they actually made me, at the very least, take a break and reflect on myself. And many times, actually, those situations pushed me to reach higher, to reach further, to reach deeper, or to bring out certain skills or abilities or cultivate them. And so those type of situations helped me grow and ultimately made me better in the general sense. So were those situations bad? Was it a bad thing? If I look at it at the moment, I don't like it. I don't feel this is nice and good. But in the long run, feelings of gratitude come, or the feeling that it was a blessing in disguise. And this is a nice phrase that is being used. These are blessings in disguise. And it is because we have not trained ourselves to see things with a broader view. We are not raised to think about things and situations and people in terms of their past, the present, and the future. Now, everything has a past and everything has a future. And so if we judge things, judge situations based on only the present time and the present scene, we are limiting ourselves. And so sometimes it is even such that things that are good, we like it, we want it, we do it, But in the long run, it gives us a headache. In the long run, it turns out to be not so good. And so to just reflect on this a bit more and try and apply it in your everyday interactions, everyday scenes that come into your life. Let us aim to see with that broader vision. And just maybe you might see that something that may appear to be bad is not so bad. And like I said, observing my own life and life situations and interactions, something difficult comes to prepare you for something bigger, something more vast, something more beautiful, something deeper. And once you start looking at life like that, you can appreciate everything and everyone in your own way. Doesn't mean you are close friends with everyone, but there is a deeper appreciation and respect for every scene in this drama of life and for everyone's part. So let's take a few moments and remind ourselves of our innate nature and our spiritual identity, so that in a relaxed way, we can approach the scenes in the drama of life with that attitude of learning and appreciating, instead of fighting and resisting or sulking. So as always, while keeping the body relaxed, while keeping the body comfortable, reminding the self of our existence at a non-physical level. We are spiritual beings. Timeless. Conscious. Living lights, invisible experiencers, and the body is the packaging, the vehicle for the invisible soul. And just try and wrap your mind around this and try and hold that sense of self and that awareness in the mind of being this invisible experiencer, like an invisible presence. Operating this body from the center of the forehead. The soul. Timeless living light. Using the image of a tiny star as a symbol for the being of consciousness, the soul. That is the real self. Body is just the mask. Just try and see what that feels like. The real self is just this timeless, innocent, serene being of light, as opposed to body and mortal human personality, that is all acquired. The real self is this eternal, refined, like God-like being. The soul who transcends the limitations of the body, transcends the limitations of this human personality, who transcends the limitations of this game of human life. A being of peace, a being of benevolence, the innate self. And more we grasp this awareness of self as a spiritual being, this spiritual identity, more everything else is seen as extra. The physical world, the story of humanity, is an extra experience. But the real self is pure, free, lovely, serene, being of light. Everything that takes us away from this awareness is what we could qualify as bad. In between brackets, bad. Everything that pulls us away from this awareness is not useful. Even though it might be exciting at a gross level, even though it might be promising some pleasure, but if it pulls us away from our spiritual identity and a deeper sense of secure, refined feelings, it's not useful. Let's just stay for a few moments in these feelings and this maybe mental image, if it helps you, of this living star. Free, clean, timeless, secure, peaceful, living light. And you also remind the self that everyone else is also this. Behind their physical appearance and their human personality, there is the real person, the real being. The soul, my brother, whatever the color of the skin, whatever the position, whatever the ethnicity and the culture and social status or education, that's all human. Behind there, the being is my brother, the soul. beyond gender. Beyond physical form. And just for a few moments, hold this awareness and these feelings and this image of a tiny living light with some extra focus on the awareness that this is the real self. Soul. And as we go through the rest of the day, hold this awareness, play with it, hold this vision for everyone else. And play with this thought. What may be appearing bad may be actually a blessing in disguise. And what may be appearing good and pleasurable, be careful. There may be a hook behind. Thank you. And have a good day and a good rest of the week. Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.